From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and as you no doubt have picked up, it's marathon season. The iconic Boston Marathon is next Monday, but there are 10 other races in the next 6 days, one in Kentucky, another in New Mexico. And we want to take a few minutes now to talk about an interesting intersection of marathon season and Passover. This is the second day of the holiday remembering the Jewish exodus from slavery in Egypt. The connection? Well, observant runners have to forego the most basic staples of marathon training. Bagels, goo, that mushy sugar and electrolyte concoction, and the traditional pasta dinner. Rabbi Eli Glazer is, well, he's the perfect guest. He's an Orthodox rabbi, a marathon runner, and a nutritionist. He joins us from WYPR in Baltimore. And Rabbi, some know the story. Jews had to flee so quickly, they didn't have time to rise the bread, so eat leavened to commemorate that. But explain further, why can't observant Jews eat certain training foods on Passover?
Well, because on Passover, we're prohibited from having any grain products or any legume or any derivatives of legumes or grain products. And legumes really is a larger classification to include beans and corn and rice and anything that can be either harvested with grain products with wheat or has a similar appearance.
So you mentioned you can't eat any breads or pastas, any kind of grain, anything not certified kosher for Passover. How do you replace those?
Right. So that's a great question. So really what you're looking to do is to get electrolytes in your body, to get glucose, to build up your muscles, to avoid cramping, to avoid any type of fatigue. So therefore, you really want to make sure that you're consuming sodium, potassium, electrolytes. And you can certainly replace those without the normal foods or easy-to-use gels and goos that are marketed. In fact, I'm a natural nutritionist and also a marathon runner, an Orthodox Jew. I train the whole year without any of those. Dates are a staple of my training, as well as bananas, and those are certainly kosher for Passover. And you want to make it, you know, mushy so it's not something you have to chew as you're trying to run. And you can crush dates and have almond slivers to get protein. And that's really a great fuel to use during a run or during training, as well as the electrolytes in your body. You can use smart water, which is nothing more than water with electrolytes added. And a lot of times people will take salt tablets to help their muscles fight fatigue. And I looked up and there's one called Salt Stick that ingredients don't have any of the prohibited kosher for Passover ingredients. So that's something, again, if someone would be training or be trying to recover from a run, could use. In addition, there are, you know, two kind of groups in the Jewish world called Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Sephardim are Jews from Spain or from North Africa or Middle Eastern countries. And Ashkenazi Jews are Jews primarily from European descent. And there are different customs that have evolved over the years. And one of the customs that Ashkenazim have is not to consume legumes or other types of products like that or the derivatives. However, someone from Sephardi descent have not adopted that custom. So they are actually able to eat rice and beans and corn. So therefore, the Sephardi runner would be able to avail himself or herself of more options during the holiday than an Ashkenazi runner would.
Yeah. One of the comments in the Runners World Forum is from someone who ran a marathon previously during Passover. This person does potatoes, matzah kugels.
Right. So that would be preparing beforehand. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that your body really is hydrated and has a sufficient amount of carbohydrates that your muscles aren't lacking before the race. But the key part of carbing up is really during a race. It's called fueling, hydrating, and salting. And those have to be maintained during the race as opposed to really overloading as much before a race.
Rabbi Eli Glazer, sometimes called the Running Rabbi, in Baltimore, where he runs Soveya, an organization dedicated to promoting healthy eating and lifestyle. And happy Passover.
Thank you very much. And everyone, happy Passover to everyone in Boston and throughout the NPR world.
You're listening to Here and Now.